Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR on this Tuesday. Hey, it's last day, September.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Get ready for some serious pumpkin spice, people.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Bring it on.
We're about to have 2 months of pumpkin spice everything. Yeah. Huh?
Come on.
Right?
Let's go.
I like it for a couple weeks, but then...
then it gets old.
I like pumpkin cake.
Huh?
I like pumpkin...
Pumpkin cake. Pumpkin cake.
With the cream cheese icing on top.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. What about pumpkin pie?
Right. Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us in studio.
Good
here,
morning, everybody.
He has his own cooking show too, as well.
Right. Steve does?
Yeah, he does.
Oh yes, I do. It airs on a different network. you know that thing from cook. Disney that I showed you the other day?
Yeah.
I got an email, Ray, from Disney. It said that their personnel department had seen my resume.
Oh yeah.
Hey.
Oh. Man, hey. I also got one from the Cooking Channel, and I took them up on it. So yeah,
you know what we're talking about, Ray?
The
text, email. Phony text you get.
That's right. I get them all. I've gotten a couple this morning while we've been on the air. You know?
Yeah. Well, one of them, if people got them, is job offers.
Yeah. Well,
that's a pretty popular text scam right now going around. Interesting thing is, I got one from YouTube the other day. They wanted to hire me. I thought to myself, well, you just banned me. You banned me 3 years ago, and now you want to hire me?
They're making up. They want
to
make up with you.
Trying to make up.
Of course, yeah, it was Karen at YouTube, and she had seen my resume.
Well, that makes sense.
She was
Karen.
Yeah, Karen.
Karen,
yeah.
Karen. Sure.
It was Karen,
At YouTube. She seen my resume. Very impressed.
Hey, Sharon is Karen.
I come recommended. Highly recommended. So my resume looked great, she said, and all I needed to do is call this number. I haven't called them yet, and they could proceed from there with my. I'm going to make six grand a month.
Will you do me a favor?
What?
I know this goes.
You
against,
want this job?
I would like for you to reply with the one word. Ivermectin.
Oh, ivermectin. Well, because Karen is not. Because Karen is not really from YouTube.
That's right.
I don't want to respond to these people.
I know.
When you respond to these scammers,
they think you're alive. You're behind the screen.
Then it's never going to end.
Uh-huh.
You mean, Tim, there's fake stuff on the internet?
Yeah.
No. When did that start?
Hey, they're really taking advantage of people
right.
that
you
don't
might
know better.
Do some reading on that.
You know, I get the same thing, but they want me to be an animal control specialist somewhere in Wyoming. You know,
wow,
I haven't heard that one.
You know, I don't know.
I didn't know.
I'm not getting the big jobs like YouTube. You know,
I didn't know that was in your background. What'd you say?
Obviously, it's in his resume.
That's right. Somewhere, yeah. Somebody saw it somewhere.
Yeah,
recommended me for it.
Yeah, I got this. While we're on scams and spams, these loan.
I deleted mine yesterday.
Okay, well they quit. They were on these.
They quit for a little bit.
Yeah, they won't.
They're back.
I've been pre-approved for a loan, which I never applied for.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, the paperwork's all done, ready to go. They just have a couple other questions.
And they need a couple $100 from you. Just,
yes, and then I'll get my loan. And they were 3 weeks of this, like almost daily, voicemails. And they've stopped now.
All right,
you got them now?
Hold on.
Anyway, I don't know. It's just
here's
you can put them. I guess you could block. You can't block them all.
No,
you can't. No. Go ahead.
State of Mississippi Department of Vehicles, DMV.
Oh, yeah.
This is your final notice.
Yeah. Did
you get that today?
I got it yesterday. Reported.
Is your final notice?
The final
this
notice.
Is it.
You know, they are somewhat.
This can't be legal, though. What's the consequence? Who gets caught?
No, that's a scam.
Yeah, but are they, the person behind the scam not get in trouble at some point?
Sometimes they do if they catch them, but a lot of these scammers are from overseas.
They do some research because I get the toll room.
Oh yeah, right. Feeds, right.
But they're all from the numbers that are, they want me to call and everything are all Colorado numbers, which I, there was a toll road that I took often. It was the way to get to the airport. And of course I was paid, but, I don't know how they knew to send me the Colorado scam.
I had a similar thing after coming through a toll bridge from Florida, coming home from vacation. Within a week, I was getting a toll bridge. And like you, I'd paid it, so right. I knew better. Right. But
anyway, so none of you guys have got a job offer.
Karen has not reached out to us.
Well, I'll let you know. Anyway,
Wesley, I could recommend you out there to Wyoming because I obviously have some contacts.
You want to go out to Wyoming?
Boy, that kind of sounds fun.
Manage wild animals?
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know,
manage it with a bow and arrow?
Yeah. What does that pay? Wonder what that pays.
Not enough.
That's right.
Duly noted.
All right.
Steve, what's your first story?
She's back.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Whose name will not be mentioned.
I don't have a problem.
Okay, that's Abe Hamilton's line, right?
She who will never be president is his line, yeah. So Hillary Clinton is back in the news. She was recently on an appearance on MSNBC talking about the impending 250th birthday of our country. And in the middle of the conversation, she has some unpleasant things to say about you and me.
What?
Yeah, I know. Let's listen to her. Team.
And the idea that you could turn the clock back and try to recreate a world that never was dominated by, you know, let's say it, white men of a certain persuasion, a certain religion, a certain point of view, a certain ideology, is just doing such damage to what we should be aiming for. And we were on the path toward that. I mean, imperfectly, lots of, you know, bumps along the way, but I agree with you, we were on the right trajectory.
Yeah, okay.
Well, white men?
Disagree.
You remember the...
What's she saying? White men is a certain
persuasion and certain
of a
religion.
A certain religious... What could she be speaking?
I think she's talking about Muslim. No. Maybe not. No.
Hindus?
Hindus?
Maybe
Hindus.
Maybe.
No, I don't know. Not that one either.
I doubt it.
Talking about white Christian men are the problem.
Yep.
Yep, that's it.
But the problem of what is what I would say.
Well, that we want to turn back the clock. Mm. We want to go. I didn't bring it in. I didn't have time. But one of the politicians or speaking heads on TV actually nailed it when she said that we want to – if we want to have what we want everybody to be able to earn as much as they can earn as much as they want. They have to, they can leave it all to their families.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah, that's what we want. But Hillary, now, notice she said that we were on the right trajectory, right? Do you remember that?
Right now or were?
No, we were. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Before the white Christian men?
Well, yeah. Before
Donald messed up everything.
Yeah.
Do you remember the trajectory? I can't say that word.
Trajectory.
The trajectory.
Trajectory.
You remember that thing that we were on?
Like
the summer of love in 2020?
Yeah.
All the gender mutilation surgeries. We were so close to being perfect, except not.
Yeah.
Well, listen, imagine Hillary Clinton saying this. You know, no, just imagine this. What if somebody...
on the right.
That was as high profile as Hillary Clinton is on the left said something like this. Yeah, you know, those black fellas, they set us back, man. The crime they're committing is out of control. Imagine if somebody had said that, the outcry that would be out there. Here you, but like we've always said, if you want to bash a group with impunity, just take the white Christian men.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody bats an eye.
Yep.
When you make broad, general, sweeping condemnations of a group of people.
Yep, that's right.
Like she did, like white Christian men are keeping us from progressing.
Well, she wanted to be more specific than the baskets of the poor.
Yes,
she wanted to be very specific.
She said, why did she say of a certain religion and a certain ideology? Why did she? We all know what she's talking about. Why didn't she just say it? What was her hesitancy there? You think?
I don't know, but she even said the word. Well, let's just say it, white men. So Yeah.
But you know what? That's even a false statement, because white men are not exclusively – now, white Christian men are more conservative, but white men as a whole – the white men in Massachusetts are going to vote differently than white men in Mississippi.
Well, that's why she qualified it with of a certain persuasion and religion.
Right. So white Christian men are the problem, according to her.
Yep.
Anyway, she'll never be president.
Nope.
Right.
Is that what Abe says?
Abe,
all right, you're listening to Today's Issues, and we don't care. Listen, white Christian men, you're welcome here. Okay. We're not going to bash you. I know you get your feelings hurt, but we're not going to do Hillary Clinton on you. So,
no.
And we welcome Christian men and non-Christian men of all colors, ethnicities, backgrounds,
and persuasions.
So then persuasions. What you're saying is we welcome everybody.
We welcome everybody.
Yeah, right.
Anybody who wants to listen to this show, we welcome.
That's right.
Yes.
We welcome.
As long as you send us the positive and encouraging emails and not the other.
Right.
We're good.
Right.
Yeah. Fair, yeah. Fair. That's fair.
Dudes in dresses, you can listen, but you need to get some help.
That's right.
That's what isn't that what Pete Hegseth said?
That is what he said. By the way, speaking of, did you see who they booked for the halftime show of the Super Bowl?
Oh, the NFL?
The NFL Super Bowl?
No.
I want to know
Chris,
that.
Steve, who did they book?
They have booked Bad Bunny.
No.
Yeah.
What? Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny. B-A-D Bunny. It's a bunny rabbit. His name is Benito Antonio Martinez Macario.
Ray, go down some of Bad Bunny's hits, if you would, there.
I am so out of touch here.
See, there we go. That's the problem with you white Christian men.
There you go.
You don't know squat about hip-hop.
You got that right. You got
okay.
Well,
Bad Bunny?
Yeah, Bad Bunny. If you look up pictures of Bad Bunny, you're just as likely to see him in a big old pink dress as you are.
He's a rapper. Okay, I by necessity, have to follow some of pop culture because we have to be aware of what's going on there. He is of course, we know that the Super Bowl has a halftime show, and they usually get a high-profile singer or rapper or whatever to do the show. And so this one is Bad Bunny. That's his stage name. He's from Puerto Rico. He raps. Have I got this right?
Yep.
And so, but he's
in Spanish, by the way. I don't think there's any English he does.
Really? Well, he's hugely popular. I mean, you may not have heard of him, but he's like popular around the world. So
I've never heard. This is the first I've heard of him, but I'm looking him up.
I think he's had more like downloads on Spotify or something than any other rapper the last 3 years or 4 years. They tried to get Taylor Swift. The NFL did, and I think her demands were too much. I think she wanted to own the rights to the show subsequent to it airing.
You're being serious.
Yeah, I'm being serious. Okay. Keep up with these things.
Apparently,
I'm a Swiftie.
I'm behind.
What can I say? I'm a Swiftie.
Yeah, I'm gonna go fishing after this.
I'm not a Swiftie. So don't write me letters and email me. I don't have anything against Taylor Swift. All of us in Kansas City,
we're all Swifties. Right? We don't have a choice.
Right. You don't have a choice.
It just goes with the territory.
I know who Taylor Swift is, and if I hear a song, I pretty well know who's
singing. She would have done it, except she wanted creative control, and she wanted control.
That's right. Yeah. She wanted the kind of celebrity and power broker in the entertainment industry that can command that. You know, she can set her own terms.
She's a bigger deal than Bad Bunny.
Well, yeah, she is. But now, what's his name? Is it Bad Bunny?
Bad Bunny. Right.
Bad Bunny is he's a big deal out there, but not as popular as Taylor Swift.
So he's going to do all his songs in Spanish.
I think that's all. I read that's all he has.
Are you sure that's all he sings in?
Spanish. That's what I read. It could be wrong.
All right, here's what I would say. Then we can move on from this subject because very few people care about it.
Right. We're losing some audience.
Yes,
nobody. Very few people in our audience probably even watch the halftime show. But listen, what was I going to say? What were we talking about?
We were talking about Bad Bunny.
I would say this. I have thought about this, though. What's wrong with the NFL picking a country star every once in a while.
Yeah, that'd be a hit.
Because, I mean, I don't remember the last time they've done that. It seems like every year is a rapper or a hip-hop star.
For now, a while, now, they were doing, like, retro rock.
After, or pop star.
After the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction, they went to, like, Paul McCartney was there, and the Rolling Stones did it.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Yeah, they had some of those back in the – that was 15 years ago. It seemed like the last 4 or 5 years it's just been rap and hip-hop. But anyway, go ahead, Steve. What's the next story?
All right. You remember the world leaders came to New York for the U.N. General Assembly last week, and the Secret Service is now telling us that they found and dismantled a massive – telecommunications network hidden throughout New York City, and it's the one of the largest communication threats uncovered within the country. Over 300 SIM servers filled with more than 100,000 SIM cards discovered throughout various sites of the tri-state area. So this has the potential, had the potential of doing massive disruption to power and to...
I am sort of an expert on this kind of thing.
No, you're either one or not. There's no sort of.
Sort of? Okay. I know what a SIM card is, but what are we talking about? What did they bust up that was going to potentially do harm?
A room full of servers, a room full of computers.
Okay.
And what they were concerned about, it had a potential to disrupt the country's telecommunications networks. So
it's a big deal.
Yeah. They could bring down.
The FBI busted them?
Secret Service.
But why, when President Trump was in New York to speak to the UN, they got word of
it? Well, they busted the – he was there and they busted it. I don't know of
The reason I asked, the Secret Service is usually not known for law enforcement.
That's true.
They usually just do –
Well, I'm sure – yeah. Then
unless it's – actually, the Secret Service is known for counterfeit. If they counterfeit money
– Yeah.
That is under their jurisdiction, but not just criminal.
Usually not. You're probably right. It probably had something FBI. To do with business. By the way, did you see how the UN treated Donald Trump when he was there? They did their very best to embarrass the guy.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about the escalator quit working?
And the teleprompter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the teleprompter.
They killed the escalator in the middle. He and Melania were on their way up the stairs. And
that's when Trump said, I'm just going to speak from the heart.
Yeah.
You should have seen the look on Melania's face.
Well, it's kind of like...
It was hilarious.
It's kind of like...
Oh, no.
It's kind of like a martyr. You kill Trump's teleprompter, and you're likely to launch 1,000...
Yeah, it came back on a few minutes later, but it was too late.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway, yeah, but I did see that happened in New York. You're listening to Today's Issues. Next story, Steve.
Now, I got a strange story out of Sweden, and I gave you guys a copy of this. Sweden is having a gang problem, criminal gangs in Sweden, and they have found a way to do their killing. These gangs.
This is a serious.
No, this is very serious.
This is morbid, really.
Kind of is.
But anyway,
they are recruiting Swedish teenage girls, blonde girls, as young as 15, to go do their killings, and they're getting cash. They promise these girls money, and the thinking is, well, no one, the police are never going to be looking for a blonde teen girl. As a member of the gang, so she can walk right past the police, right into wherever they need to do their dirty deed, and it's a problem. Now, the Daily Mail brought this to our attention, and I was curious because the Daily Mail talked a lot about the teenage girls, but they didn't talk about the gangs. Who are the gangs? I found this, though, from The Economist. Around half the street gang members in Sweden are foreign-born. 85% have an immigrant background. And the countries they're generally from, you're going to probably be surprised at this, but they're Muslim countries.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, they have a problem all throughout Europe with
yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. With gangs and crime being committed by... immigrants from Middle Eastern countries. That's just a fact. So Sweden and you know, they've made a big mistake in Europe by letting all these people flood into their countries from Northern Africa and from the Middle East. And now they're having to deal with it. 10% of France is Muslim now. So
I tell you,
you just better hope that they're backslidden Muslims.
Yeah.
You don't want them committed.
Well, they're not.
The irony here is, Ray, that we'll see what the next 5 to 10 years, we'll see a lot what will happen. But you have to ask yourself, well, these people that have immigrated to Europe from Middle Eastern countries, mostly Muslim, Northern Africa, also mostly Muslim, are they coming to conquer Europe for Islam?
Yes.
Or are they leaving those countries that really are nominal Muslims? They just want a chance at a better life. It's an opportunity that comes with Western countries that aren't available in the Eastern or Middle Eastern or African countries. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And I tend to think that it's probably a combination of both. But look, demographics is destiny. When you have 3% Muslim minority, that's one thing. When it rises 10 to 10%, it almost, your question almost becomes kind of irrelevant. But when it gets to 15 to 20%, there's an irreversible change in the culture of France or Germany or Sweden. And one wonders, I mean, what we know of is European culture. One wonders if it'll even exist 20 years from now.
Well, you combine that, the mass immigration from Muslim countries in the Middle East and Africa into Europe, you combine that with the birth rate of zero by the native Europeans, you can see what's going to happen. It's just numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You see what's going to happen. All right, Steve, we got 2 minutes.
I gotta end with this.
You got some happy news, Steve?
I got some funny news. Do you remember the QAnon shaman that was on January 6th, the guy with the horns and everything that went
in? Yeah, yeah.
His name is Jacob Chansley. He was pardoned by Donald Trump, but he is suing Donald Trump.
Why?
Well, he claims he is the true American president. He is accusing film directors Christopher Nolan and James Cameron of plagiarizing his writings, and he has filed a lawsuit against Donald Trump for $40 trillion. And the lawsuit also includes Musk, T-Mobile,
that's a
Warner
little
Brothers.
Excessive, don't you think?
I don't know. In for a buck, in for
$43 trillion. You're going to have to come down off that number.
$40 trillion
in the lawsuit.
Trump won't pay that.
And he's going to have to go down to 30, 35.
Yeah. I think those horns did some damage.
That's a real story. I'm looking at it. He was pardoned by President Trump.
He was.
And then what happened to him?
He went crazy.
Now he's suing?
Now he's suing.
Yeah.
Well, is he going to show up in court with those horns on?
He might.
I don't recommend that as a strategy.
I'll tell you.
Those horns were a fashion statement.
Yeah, they for a little while there.
$40 trillion.
$40 trillion. That's a whole lot of money. Wow, that's more than I make in a whole
week. Yeah, trillion here, trillion there.
I mean, really,
before you know it, you're talking a lot of money.
It's true.
Real money right there.
Shaking my head on that one.
Okay.
I thought that was Babylonian.
I don't think this
MD.
Is a deep state, though.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think this is Trump versus the deep state on this one.
This is short bus territory. Okay.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yes.
All right. Probably a good time to end this program. We will talk to you tomorrow, everybody. Stay. Have a great day.